Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vicar Agyapathy, and here's what's happening. Three minors were injured, including a toddler, when gunfire erupted down a quiet North Philly street. As KYW's Nina Barati tells us, luckily all three are expected to be okay.
A crime scene that spanned about two blocks was littered with evidence markers late Thursday night. Police say about 30 shots were fired near 11th and Master Streets in North Philly a little after 8:30. Chief Inspector Scott Small.
When police arrived on location, they initially found two victims. They found a two-year-old boy who was shot in the leg one or two times. But he's definitely shot at least one time in the leg. They also found a 15-year-old girl also shot in her leg.
As they were investigating the scene, Small says a third victim, a 17-year-old boy, arrived at the hospital shot in the ankle. He told officers he was in the same area where the shooting happened. Small told reporters the toddler and 15-year-old girl are related and live by the scene, but the 17-year-old lives in a different area of the city.
We don't know who the intended target is. They're all so young. Of course, we don't believe anybody would shoot a two-year-old. The 15-year-old girl, we also believe, was struck by stray gunfire. We don't know if the 17-year-old boy was the intended target. We don't know.
At this point, police are searching for what's been described as a white SUV with tinted windows that was seen on nearby surveillance video.
It's unclear how many gunmen there were, but according to Small, someone fired out of the passenger seat of the car before it took off. John Doherty, better known as Johnny Doc, has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for bribery and embezzlement from IBEW Local 98, the union he led for decades and built into a political powerhouse. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was in the Reading courtroom when the judge handed down the sentence on Thursday.
Prosecutors asked for 7.5 years, the combined sentences of Doherty's co-defendants, former City Councilman Bobby Heenan in the bribery case and former Local 98 official Brian Burrows in the embezzlement case. But Judge Jeffrey Schmell said he balanced the serious nature of the offense against Doherty's good deeds and charitable works. Doherty said the sentence was fair.
He's a fair judge, okay? I'm the boss. When you're the boss, everything stops with you.
Doherty addressed the judge before sentencing, saying he took full responsibility. He was embarrassed and apologized to his members who've continued to rally around him. The judge received 246 letters of support for Doherty, and four witnesses testified on his behalf, including his two daughters who pleaded for at-home incarceration so he could continue to care for his severely disabled wife. The judge said Doherty would not have to report to prison until September 4th so he could arrange for her care. In Reading, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro signed off on a $47.6 billion budget Thursday night, which includes increases in public education, economic development, and a boost for transit systems.
People from all different walks of life, from rural, urban, and suburban communities. Folks basically want the same four things. They want good schools for their kids and grandkids. They want safe communities. They want economic opportunity. And they want the real freedom to chart their own course and the opportunity to succeed right here in Pennsylvania.
The budget includes over $11 billion for K-12 public education, a $1.1 billion increase over last year.
Kids are still going to get free breakfast when they show up for school in the morning. Students are still going to get the mental health supports that they need to succeed. And we're going to continue to invest more resources in repairing and upgrading our schools and our school infrastructure.
The budget also includes funding to hire 400 more state troopers and a $25 million grant program empowering schools to pay for solar energy projects. Blobfest returns to Phoenixville this weekend. The festival that celebrates the classic sci-fi movie The Blob turns 25 this year. And as KYW's Andre Bennett reports, organizers have planned the biggest Blob Fest yet.
The Blob first slimed into theaters in 1958. and specifically oozed into Phoenixville's Colonial Theater, where filmmakers shot a crucial scene. But Colonial Events director Drew Boardman says that scene isn't The Blob's only tie to our region.
The Blob was made by a production company that's right down the road from Phoenixville in Chester Springs, PA.
In the late 90s, volunteers at the Colonial created Blobfest to celebrate the Chester County cult favorite.
And it just became this official festival that now the staff puts together every year, still with an amazing group of volunteers.
Now in its 25th year, Blobfest features film screenings, a sock hop, an outdoor street festival, and even a 5K run. But the centerpiece of the weekend remains a reenactment of that famous scene.
Friday night, we have a stage show and do the run out.
The 25th anniversary edition of Blobfest kicks off with the stage show and runs through Sunday. I'm Andre Bennett, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.